father, like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right.
Well, now that Mr. T and we have your attention, what are you planning to do to treat your mother right on Mother's Day? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 8th. Well, my mom is gone, but I know she would love to do all of the experiences that we have lined up for you this hour. I know I would too. This Mother's Day, I will be headed to the Horicon Marsh to birdwatch and to picnic with my sister and her family. There's a birding festival going on there too, so lots of birds and learning opportunities and sights to see there. Our Wisconsin Life feature at the end of this hour will be from a Mother's Day celebration from the Horicon Marsh, so stay tuned for that. What are you planning on doing for Mother's Day? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have several ideas for you this hour, from museums to yoga to spas to gardens to brunches. So let us know if you're doing one of those or something else. Where are you taking mom for Mother's Day? Or if you're a mom, where would you like to go? Let's welcome our first guest. Leanne Pellinger is the Marketing and Membership Director at the Children's Museum in La Crosse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you have planned for the Children's Museum in La Crosse this weekend?
Well, every year on Mother's Day, we have free admission for moms. And grandmas, of course, which are moms.
Sure.
You know, sometimes when you're at home with your kids, it's you've got the laundry and everything else that you have to do. So it's nice to sometimes get away and let yourself give permission to have fun. You know, moms don't always want to get away from their kids on Mother's Day, but the opportunity to, you know, just have fun, make memories, laugh, learn a little bit at the museum is a nice thing to do, too. So we want to support that by offering free membership for moms on Sunday.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And I at first I thought, boy, maybe mom wants to get away from the kids, but you're right, not always. I mean, that's, after all, it can be a lot of fun playing. What can you do with your kids at the Children's Museum?
Well, it's all about learning and playing together, and even adults can benefit by learning through play. Just laughing, creating. We've got actually a special thing going on right now. We are hatching some caterpillars. So right now they are in their chrysalis format, and they're right by our front desk. So some babies and mamas can look at those and watch them and see how they're metamorphosizing into the butterflies. That's kind of fun to watch. We've got just all kinds of opportunities for people to use their imaginations and laugh. We've got our climbing wall is open on weekends. That's something fun for moms and kids, or moms to watch their kids.
Is it big enough for moms to climb it too?
Yeah, it is. So we have some adults that climb sometimes.
Well, that's a blast. That sounds like a blast. So, tell us about the philosophy behind a children's museum.
Well, again, learning by doing. I mean, research has shown that especially young children is really the best way that they learn is by trying things. I mean, even a playground, you know, going up a slide, coming down. As kids get older, they try new things. They learn how to do new things, develop new skills and new confidences. So Children's Museum are based on that, just trying things and seeing what happens. There are no necessarily correct ways to play or to learn things while you play. So we've got a fire truck, and they can use their imaginations. Families can talk about fire safety in their home. They can talk about how, you know, firefighters and police officers and people like that are here to help them. They can have those conversations that can value their children and help them learn, but also while they're having fun and playing. We've got a convenience store. They can reenact what they see their parents doing, shopping and being a cashier, maybe putting together a grocery list or choosing healthy items. There are just lots of opportunities that families can have good conversations and sneak that learning in while they're having fun.
It does sound great. And this sounds interesting. You have a Tinker Toy exhibit?
We have a traveling exhibit that we are renting, and it's at our museum just for another few more weeks until the end of May. And it's based on that popular toy that all of us like to play with when we were kids, the
Loved
Tinker
it.
Toy. So there are some big format Tinker toys. There are small ones that people can just build and create with. And then there are some more advanced concepts based on Tinker toys, like energy and building and engineering and some things like that that families and kids can do based on that Tinker toy.
And so do you usually get a good turnout of moms and families on Mother's Day?
We do usually get a good turnout. Sundays are a nice day at the museum. They're not quite as busy as Saturdays sometimes, so it's a little bit more enjoyable sometimes if it's not too busy. But we do have a lot of families that just like the opportunity to get out and have some fun.
Yeah, and after that burnt toast that the kids are going to give mom for breakfast, is there a nice place nearby for lunch?
Yeah, we're in downtown La Crosse, which has really, really developed a lot of great opportunities for families and things. Restaurants. We've got a park down the street if it's a nice day. The little People's Food Co-op is right down the street from us, and lots of other restaurants and retail opportunities. The river for a little walk down to watch the ducks or watch the boats is all really close by.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Leanne Pellinger is the Marketing and Membership Director at the Children's Museum in La Crosse. Moms get in free on Sunday. So there's an idea for a place to go with mom on Sunday for Mother's Day. Do you have another? What are you planning on? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You know, a little bit later in the hour, we will be talking about brunches and lunches for mom on Mother's Day. We'll be talking with a guest based in Madison, but we would love to know, and you can post on our Facebook page, some of your favorite places for brunch for Mother's Day on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we can share some of those. Well, let's welcome in our next guest who has an idea for things to do on Mother's Day. This one's different. Jessica Mycole is a yoga instructor at Yoga Roots Racine, and she is teaching a family yoga class this Sunday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that sounds fun. So this is yoga for Mother's Day?
Yeah, it's a family yoga class that I hold usually two Sundays a month. Excuse me. And this one happens to fall on Mother's Day, so we'll have a little focus for moms and daughters, or moms and sons, or just the whole family, but with a mom. It tends to usually be the moms and grandmoms who bring their grandsons or their nieces and nephews. It just all, you know, it depends how you define family, but
yeah,
to keep it pretty open.
Well, sure. And why do you think families should do yoga together?
You know, it's a really casual, relaxed atmosphere. You know, as yoga tends to be non-competitive, non-judgmental, it sort of levels the playing field. And when you have mixed ages together, it gets really interesting and fun. And there's a lot of laughter that's usually sparked from, you know, kind of watching each other. It's just sort of, I think, an inherently human thing that when the younger and the older get together, they're looking at each other's bodies. And, you know, and it sort of happens that what one person might be really great at one posture, and then you never know, it's surprising who happens to be good at the next one. And so it's a really different way, a nice way to connect or bond with your son or daughter or your mom or however whichever end of it you're coming in on.
Yeah, well, full disclosure, I love yoga. I've been practicing yoga for many years. I love the mind, body, spirit, stress relief, strength, flexibility, balance. It's all sorts of benefits for me. What do kids get out of it?
Well, I think they get all the same things without really realizing it. And when we do family yoga, I find, you know, just keeping it really simple and fun and doing a lot of partner poses. And I don't know, I think that maybe for them, they get all the same benefits that we do. They get the balance, which is surprisingly they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the adults are, you know, we're more grounded than they are. But they have a lot of fun in partner poses. We'll actually connect physically, like if a small child was doing, for example, wheel pose over its back of, you know, grandma who's maybe in a cat or cow pose. And, you know, we'll do some of the breathing techniques, just making it a little more fun and accessible and practical. And then, of course, with the, you know, with a lot of poses being animal names, we can, you know, sort of use a little bit of sound and movement that way and just be a little more creative and a little bit less rigid than
Wonderful.
Our typical yoga classes.
Well, Jessica, namaste. Thanks for being with us.
Namaste. Thank you.
Jessica Michael, yoga instructor at Yoga Roots Racine. She is teaching a family yoga class this Sunday with a special emphasis on Mother's Day. So, what are you planning to do for Mother's Day? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about your mother and mine. We're talking about where you're taking mom for Mother's Day, or moms, where do you want to go for Mother's Day? This is a Mother's Day edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are rounding up guests all over the state of Wisconsin who are sharing with us ideas of things you might consider for Mother's Day. We've already talked about going to the Children's Museum with your kids. We talked to a guest from the Children's Museum in La Crosse. How about a yoga class? You can do that at Yoga Roots in Racine on Sunday. We've talked about that. Now, for one of my personal favorites, how about going to a spa with your daughter? Or maybe you can just get a gift certificate from your child. Let's talk about spas with Tara Dish, Director of Marketing and Sales at Sundara Inn and Spa in Wisconsin Dells. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know what I've heard a lot about? Is it Sundara?
It is. Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot about Sundara and have not been there yet. But what are you offering for Mother's Day?
Yeah, so we have we've actually put together a guide to our top 5 Mother's Day gifts. So we like to make it easy for gift giving and people to, you know, get ideas. And like you said, a gift card is always a great option, and our gift cards are really popular, especially with moms. So that's a great option. It gives her the choice to kind of schedule what she wants and be able to go on her time. And some of the other things would be like mother, like daughter day spa package, a Fountain of Youth facial, which focuses on anti-aging, and there's even an eye and lip treatment included in that service. Our signature products are always a great gift, and it's a wonderful way to kind of take the spa experience home with you. So our signature trio of spa products is a great idea as well, and you can always tuck in a gift card with that. And we have a new product, too, our Sundara Lip Balm, which was just released, so that's a fun little product, too. And moms are just always on the go. We're busy, and it's hard to find time to get away, so we created a real quick package, but still will let mom feel like she really had a nice day at the spa. And it's called an It's My Spa Day Express package. It includes 3 services. So she can come and just relax and treat herself to a pretty pedicure and spend the whole day at Sundara, or she can just come for a service and she could also spend the night. We have overnight suites and accommodations, and she'll be able to go home feeling nice and relaxed and be a better mom and a better spouse and just, disconnect from the real world and be able to give back what she needs when she gets home.
Yeah, this sounds good. But just to clarify, are you open on Mother's Day to perform these, or are we going to have to wait until after Mother's Day?
No, you could come right on Mother's Day. We're open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, yeah, you could definitely come right on Mother's Day.
Oh, how great. So what is this, like mother, like daughter spa thing? That sounds good.
Yeah, that's a really popular package, and it's just kind of a fun way to spend the day with mom, you know, if you want to treat your daughters or if you want to treat mom. But you'll get side-by-side radiant glow facials. Those are customized to your skin type. Side-by-side, some of our signature pedicures. So you'll be able to pick a pretty color, and toes will be summer ready. We're, you know, getting this warm weather right around the corner here. And then there's a dining credit towards our chef-prepared lunch selections, and that's served in our beautiful Radiance Rotunda or poolside. And also a little Sundara candle, which are actually one of my favorites to give as gifts. My friends just love them, and I always pick them up and give them for gifts. They smell just absolutely wonderful. So she can take the candle home as a gift to just kind of remember the experience. So that's available, you know, 7 days a week, and it's just a really great way to kind of reconnect. You know, we're all so busy, and we have so many things going on, and we're always on the go, so it's a wonderful way to just stop and reconnect with the people that are important to us.
Yeah. Talk some, just generally, about why a spa day or a pampering day is such a great gift. I mean, why do we love this kind of thing so much?
Well, I mean, speaking as a mom myself, you know, we, like I said before, we're just always on the go. There's so many activities between work and, you know, home and kids' activities and school pickups and drop-offs. We're always putting other people first. And it's so important just to take that time and, you know, just kind of recharge and take that time for ourselves. And so often we forget about self-care and just taking good care of ourselves. And you really need that downtime to recharge your batteries so that you can return to your, you know, daily life, your day-to-day responsibilities, and just, you know, have a positive attitude and just feel good and have that energy that you need to make it through every day and be a good mom and be a good friend and a spouse and, you know, all of those things. So it's just so great to be able to take that time. And as moms, we just don't get the opportunity to do that enough. So, you know, Sundara just offers a really great way to do that. And it's, you know, it's just centrally located, so it's just a really nice way to get away and and just relax for the day. And so it's just really important.
It is. And you said there is an option there where your chef is going to feed us, too.
Yes.
That's good.
So we have a full menu of spa and salon services and overnight accommodation, so you can do the full experience. And, of course, we offer, you know, fresh cuisine. That's we have a garden. We call it our kitchen garden, and you know, you'll see the chef picking fresh herbs and vegetables and things. So our menu changes frequently. We offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so you really can have the whole experience and just really feel like you're transporting to someplace far, far away. But really, you're just, you know, not real far away at all.
Well, I can hardly wait. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Tara Dish is Director of Marketing and Sales at Sundara Inn and Spa in Wisconsin Dells. And of course, there are, I'm sure, many fine spas in your neck of the woods as well. One of the many options for Mother's Day. That's what we are doing this hour. We are traveling around the state talking about some unique experiences that you can have for Mother's Day, gifts that you might consider giving your mom. What do you want to do with your mom on Mother's Day? Or moms, what would you like to do? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. There are a number of many fun things going on all over the state of Wisconsin. We are featuring just five different ideas, but we have on Facebook people saying what they're up to. For instance, the Brewers are offering Hank the Dog bobbleheads on Mother's Day. You can go to, I think the Cubs are playing the Brewers on Sunday. And if you want to take Mom to the ballpark, you can get her a Hank the Dog bobblehead there. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, there is a birding festival going on at Horicon Marsh this weekend with the spring migration. Lots of pretty birds to see. And that is also the subject or the setting for our Wisconsin Life feature that we will be playing at the end of the hour. I did, by the way, post on Facebook the WPR magnet on the boardwalk at Horicon Marsh, and I asked if you could guess where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet, and Marsha on Facebook guessed. I think Marsha guessed last week, too, and she's the winner of bragging rights. We don't give away prizes for this Facebook game, but you get to boast that you knew. Marsha on Facebook guessed that the WPR magnet is at the pier at Horicon Marsh, another Wisconsin treasure. And that is true. There's a beautiful boardwalk that you can walk right out into the water there. Let's welcome our next guest. Here's another idea. How about going to one of Wisconsin's botanical gardens? How about going to the Green Bay Botanical Garden? I have always wanted to go. And Eileen Wiesner, who is the special events manager at the Green Bay Botanical Garden, is here to tell us why we should consider this. And mothers receive free admission on Sunday, so that's a deal. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. So free admission on Mother's Day, and what will we see with our moms there?
Yes, it's free admission for all mothers, and we have all of our 60,000 spring blooms are in their full glory. We have daffodils from tulips and all different colors up throughout the garden. We also offer on Mother's Day a brunch and kids planting project. Unfortunately, our Mother's Day brunch and planting project filled up yesterday.
Still
have the opportunity for moms to come out with their families. Mothers receive free admission, and they get to come out with their kids and play in our children's garden and check out all of the tulips and the different daffodils that we have coming up. And it's just beautiful right now. It's our peak season. It's gorgeous out here.
Oh, that sounds great. And even though it's sold out or filled up, the planting project, what is the point of that?
Yeah, the planting project is just to get kids to do an activity, kind of learn a little bit about gardening and do something for grandma or their aunt or their mother. They're going to be making a hand-painted clay pot, learning a little bit about planting seeds, making a homemade card for mom, and doing a planting for mom inside that pot, and they can take it home and watch it grow with mom or grandma.
Yeah, and you know, that is it is important for kids to know how to do this too, and plus you're making memories.
Yeah, and we also offer we also offer a lot of classes and family classes here at Green Bay Botanical Garden for moms to kind of interact with their kids and spend time with them. We offer cooking classes with the families, all the way from our peas in a pod program to learning how to grow their own garden with their families. We offer a lot of different activities for moms and families to do out here.
I remember in grade school that we would plant a marigold seed in a milk carton, and then we'd bring that home on Mother's Day. Did you do that?
Yes. We're actually talking about that yesterday here at the garden, all the different projects that the kids do at schools. Yep.
Well, it's really wonderful. Describe the Green Bay Botanical Gardens for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. We are here located near NWTC. We have lots of different structures and garden beds all the way from our Janquin Pavilion area, which is an old barn, timbers that are put up in a structure. We have our hosta gardens. We have a children's garden. We have a color and foliage garden with all your different colors throughout all of the different seasons. So it's a beautiful stroll throughout 47 acres, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, now you mentioned daffodils are blooming, and what else is in full bloom right now?
Yes, our tulips. We have tulips of all different colors and different varieties, and they're just gorgeous. So we have lots of different, in all of our different areas and the different beds, we have all of our spring blooms coming up. We had volunteers help us plant all of those 60,000 bulbs this past fall, and now they're in their full glory, all sprouting at once.
Did you say 60,000?
Yes, 60,000.
Oh, and I can't even manage to grow a small bed. I don't. My chipmunks go after my tulip bulbs, I think.
We have a little bit of that too with the chipmunks and the squirrels moving our bulbs around and planting them in areas. We'll see one here or there throughout the children's garden that we know we didn't put there. So
you know
it's
what?
Fun. The kids love that and enjoy seeing that as well.
That's cute. So yeah, you can see some wildlife. I imagine you have some birds chirping around there too.
Yes, we do. We have actually some classes in the early morning that we have bird watching out here at the garden as well. And we have some habitats for some of the local kind of birds that are in the area as well.
Very nice. You know, it reminds me of Mother's Day, at least, well, certainly at least in Madison. And I'm guessing that it's not too far off in the Green Bay area. The lilacs are in full, or at least are beautiful around Mother's Day often. Do you have lilacs there?
We have a few. They're not in full bloom yet, but they are about to get there.
Yeah, well, and what a smell that is, too. So, anyway, is there anything else about the Green Bay Botanical Gardens that we should know about?
Yeah, we also have a gift shop, so if children and families or dads are still looking for that last-minute gift for mom or grandma, we do offer a gift shop that features local artist, garden art, and jewelry, and a lot of local handmade things in our gift shop.
Yeah. Now, the Green Bay Botanical Gardens, are they, is this a public entity? Is this something through, city government?
It is not. Mm-hmm. We actually are fully a nonprofit organization. So we are supported through donations and members and the community that come out and support events like Mother's Day.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a great time there on Mother's Day. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Eileen Wiesner. She is the special events manager at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. Mothers receive free admission on Sunday. Going to a garden is something that I did often with my mom in her later years. My mom has passed on now, but we would, when she'd visit Madison, go to Olbricht Gardens and be able to check out the sites there. She loved flowers, and we'd go to other gardens in the region, or the UW-Madison Arboretum. That was a place that she loved to go. What about you? Where do you plan to go for Mother's Day? What are your favorite activities or hobbies, and how might you celebrate them on Mother's Day? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have so far this hour talked about going to a children's museum or maybe a yoga class. How about going to a spa? That's another idea. And maybe a botanical garden. When we come back after news, we will talk about brunch. That's got to be a favorite activity on Mother's Day. Where do you like to go for brunch on Mother's Day? Where's the best brunch place in your community? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We do have a few recommendations on Facebook. Robin on Facebook recommends the Old Feed Mill. That's in Mazomani. Yeah, that would be a good place for brunch. Doug on Facebook says the Abbey in Fontana is wonderful for brunch. So that sounds good. What about you? Is there a favorite brunch place in your community? Where might you take Mom? Robin on Facebook says that they're planning on having brunch or the meal of the day at her house. So that's an option too, I suppose. We'll be talking with someone from a Madison restaurant who represents the Food Fight chain in Madison. And we'll talk about some of the Madison options for brunch coming up after we check the news. And we will welcome in your ideas for brunch or anything in terms of Mother's Day. This is a Mother's Day edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And we're wondering where you are taking mom for Mother's Day, or if you're a mom, where you want to go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abels, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that. I've been to Allens Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abels, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Mother's Day edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Where are you taking your mom for Mother's Day? Or moms, where do you want to go? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have been talking with a roundup of guests from all over Wisconsin about the many experiences that mom or you might appreciate on Sunday. We've talked about gardens and museums and yoga and spas, bird festivals at the Horicon Marsh, bobblehead day, Hank the bobblehead day at the Brewers game on Sunday. How do you plan to honor mom this weekend? How about where do you want to take mom for brunch? Isn't that a classic thing to do? Take mom out to eat, take mom out for a Mother's Day brunch. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We want to know where is your favorite brunch place in your community? Where might you take mom for brunch on Sunday? Nikki on Facebook says, stop in for brunch at the Little Crane Cafe in Nisida. Great food, great people. All right, that sounds fun. Chris from Wisconsin Dells says her favorite place to go in Milwaukee is the Anchorage at the Hilton Inn. All-you-can-eat brunch. Used to have all-you-can-drink champagne. Well, that's pretty good. Let's go to Sandy in West Bend. She has a place to recommend. Hi, Sandy.
Yeah, hi. I was going to recommend the Bog, which is actually one of the top-rated golf courses in Wisconsin, but they have a English cottage-type setting. Very, very beautiful with the landscaping around it. Fabulous Mother's Day brunch. It's not expensive. It's a wonderful place to go. And then after that, we leave and we go over to Harrington Beach, a little north of Harrington Beach on Lake Michigan, and we walk on the beach. And, you know, any time of the year, it's always beautiful to see what the beach, you know, has done over the winter. And it's just a wonderful time together.
And where is the Bog? What community is
that? The Bog. Yeah, the Bog is a little north of Cedarburg, probably just a couple miles from Cedarburg.
It sounds great. That's a nice little town to explore, yeah, too. Sandy, no, thank you so much for that. For that recommendation. Well, now we have another guest who has some other recommendations for us. Very happy to have with us Talish Barrow, who is the general manager of Johnny Delmonico's in Madison. He knows about other food fight chain restaurants in Madison as well. So lots of different opportunities for brunch in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. Hi. Thanks very much for joining us. So, what do you have? Something special going on at Johnny Delmonico's?
Yeah, we do. We have a buffet brunch, and it is something that we only do twice a year for Easter and for Mother's Day. So, we don't normally do brunch. So, it kind of definitely feels like a real event, you know, where we set everything up. It's a really beautiful buffet. There's more sort of classic breakfast items, things like made-to-order eggs benedict and omelets, but then we also have a carving station and a raw bar with oysters and shrimp. So it's a really beautiful setup, and it's fun to do, especially when you only do it occasionally.
Oh, gosh, does that sound good. So why only two buffets a year? Mother's Day brunch must be pretty special.
It is very special, and I think you alluded to it earlier. You know, everybody wants to do something nice for their mom on this special day, and so you want to go somewhere. And I think it can be fun to obviously, you know, go to your favorite place, your neighborhood place that you guys always go to, but it also is a nice day for occasion, and I think that, you know, Johnny Delmonico's is certainly a really lovely restaurant. It just feels, you know, like a special occasion place. We certainly love to have people come in on a regular basis, but I think for a lot of people it feels like this is, you know, something that's going to separate it and make the day feel different.
Boy, that sounds good. And your signature item on the buffet brunch?
Well, you know, I would have to say between the made-to-order eggs Benedict, which really are delicious, and then we do like a banana Foster's French toast. So that's another benefit of the buffet, I think, is getting to put together the savory and the sweet and get a little taste of everything.
Yeah.
So,
and I know that you can also speak about some of the other food fight restaurants in Madison. The first one that comes to mind is that there is a place called the Bassett Street Brunch Club.
Yes, they certainly know their way around brunch, and that is, you know, in the on Bassett Street, so kind of right down in the university area. So I think a lot of it's also, you know, in a hotel. So it's a great option. A lot of moms in town or visiting or, you know, getting ready for big graduation weekend.
Right.
And they do such a great job with brunch. A lot of really, you know, creative, different offerings and a really fun brunch cocktail menu. They have a frozen sort of vanilla. It's like a dreamsicle. It's got vanilla and orange, and it's semi-frozen and has alcohol in it. And I may have tried that once or twice myself.
I may have to try that once or twice myself.
It is worth trying. Definitely, you know, I think a common theme with a lot of the brunches around town are some sort of either a special cocktail or a free, you know, glass of wine or mimosa or mamosa, as they're known on that special day. So it's a fun, everybody wants to give mom a drink and, you know, thank her for everything and give a little relief. So yeah, Brunch Club is a great spot.
Yeah, I mean, you have so many places. We won't be able to go through all of them, but I mean, Cooper's Tavern, Monty's Blue Plate, the Diner, Hubbard Avenue Diner, there's too many. We'll put a link up on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. But are all of your restaurants having a brunch on Sunday?
You know, pretty much. Maybe Steambox may be the one that's not. But a lot of places like Fresco, that is on the rooftop of the museum there right on State Street. Such a beautiful location. Even if it's raining, it's definitely still going to be a gorgeous day, I'm sure. But they don't normally do a brunch, and they are Enchento, you know, fairly new right across from the Overture Center, is doing a special brunch. So there's places that don't, you know, even normally do it that are, obviously, Johnny Delmonico's is one of those in that category. And a lot of the restaurants actually are doing this really neat thing with Vintage Brewing Company, where they came up with this unique beer. It's called the Bouquet Pink IPA. And it's brewed with some hibiscus and rose hips and chamomile and jasmine. So along with the sort of classic beer flavors, it's got this really pretty aromatic sort of floral thing going on, and it will be pink from those ingredients as well. Mm-hmm. And they're serving that at a number of the different restaurants, and a dollar of every pint sold goes to local breast cancer charities.
Oh, good. Thank you. Talish, we have to say goodbye. Thank you very much for being with us. Talish Barrow is he's the general manager of Johnny Delmonico's in Madison. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and every year, poet Kim Blazer and her family celebrate by spending a day outdoors. She tells us how their annual trek allows her to connect with the earth and her memories.
Mother's Day. That means I am frilled and fashionable at brunch, right? Not exactly. Think camera and cattail marsh. When my family asks what I'd like to do that second Sunday in May, I request a trip to Horicon Marsh. There we find gaggle geese with fluffy goslings waddling and pecking almost at your feet, ducks of every variation, muskrats with, as they say, faces only a mother could love, and songbirds who fill the air with symphony. 32,000 acres of everything coming alive in Wisconsin spring. In short, our Earth Mother at her finest. Driving north from Lyons Township, we pass through as many sleepy small towns as we can. Hometown hardware stores, church steeples, local diners, and river parks awaken in me dueling emotions. Pleasure and pride in this still safe haven of America's Midwest, a writer's hunger to know the stories of the people who live there, and a backbeat of loneliness for my own hometown. Monoman, Minnesota, population 1,313 in my growing up years, is just a day's drive away in the Northwoods and Lake Country of White Earth Reservation. But I would need H.G. Wells' time machine to find the place I long for. At Horicon, we slosh along the trails, exclaim at the sheer number of bird species, or venture out on the 0.5-kilometer boardwalk right into the middle of the swimming, quacking, splashing, and snacking masses. The bird names alone make poetry. Buff-breasted sandpiper, snowy egret, least bittern. With delicately trilling tongues and songbox throats, they peep, tweet, caw, chirp, and yodel. The cranes, Ajijak in the language of my Ojibwe people, are also called echo makers because their ancient rolling voice resounds across the land. And in this peat-filled wetland habitat among cattails and crane rookeries, even with the newness of spring overflowing in every field and waterway, some ancientness still abides. As my daughter rides piggyback on her brother down the trails and yellow chicks strut and tumble through tall grasses, I sense the ageless cycles that spring and motherhood represent. Later, as the sun sinks beneath the horizon of this ancient earth orb, we pause before silhouettes of long-legged birds and before towering windmills that turn and turn, relentless as time. The nameless something we feel then will echo like crane calls in all the spring years to come.
And I will see you on the boardwalk at Horicon Marsh on Sunday. Thanks to Kayla Blato and to Christy Taylor for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.